So, but the charisma of Ion and what we're doing, he goes along with it, even though it's...
Well, he didn't have a choice.
Right.
It's an anomaly. It's very much of an anomaly for him. But the heart, his heart,
yeah,
does not defile him.
Right.
Meaning, he doesn't even know what's going on, okay? But he's getting it, and he's seeing the difference, and all of a sudden, his shows are getting better, and all of a sudden... He never had much, he had little interaction with Bill, of course, because he was sort of a mainstay, but now all of a sudden, he can move Bill.
Hmm.
So that didn't happen so much before.
Right, you're saying James, he's noticed changes in himself as a result of interacting with Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, certainly. And see, for him, it's become an anger issue.
Yeah.
That's how it shows up.
Yeah, well, he's bugged by his friends and associates. Yeah, when he
came
back.
Well, because of his associates and his friends.
Right.
And his friends haven't changed. They are the same as they were and always were. He's changed, and all of a sudden they're kind of like going, "Wait a minute."
Yeah.
What?
So, but does James think this is just JW as a clever communicator, or?
Oh, no. He did in the beginning. Yeah. He didn't know what it was. Because, see, he didn't even know what you were doing.
Right.
We're sorry. JW is Archie. We're sorry. We have to
well,
hydrate
him. Well,
it's
a nice sound. It's a good sound.
We must hydrate him.
Yeah, so, James, since he said this may be a clever JW, but there might be something else, but he couldn't. If he was pressed, he couldn't say what was going on. Now he realizes, no, there's more than JW happening here.
Yeah, he still doesn't know what's going on,
yeah,
but he knows that you can't cause on-point distortion in the chip body.
Yeah, he knows that's something, and we've organized.
Now, we don't like this. You do understand we are absolutely opposed...
To the parlor tricks.
To this, show me your genitalia I can tell how much I like it or don't like it.
But you started it. We didn't do the distortion. But you thought it. We'll concede and demonstrate this.
We don't think you allowed.
We allowed you to demonstrate it. Yeah.
You brought it into your experience because you were sick and tired of playing with people trying to convince them that this was the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
And you're like, okay, let me see, how do I say this real sweet? Fuck you, I'll just show you. And then once I show you, I'm never going to discuss it with you again. Because you had to have proof. You couldn't take it on your reality that you have your own non-physical. So if I've got to prove it to you, you're out of the loop.
Yeah. So we.
So if you asked for it, you wanted it, you said, nah, we're mm-hmm. not going to have that this way. We can't take over the world and show them and do all this. We just have to be limited to talk about not understanding these rabbit holes that Ion runs us down that there's no damn answer to. And this chicken has intercourse and has an egg, and then the egg becomes the intercourse to genitalia of the chicken, and the fertilized or not, and it's the chicken and the egg, and you, every time you get there and you really get to the point where we're really going to find something else, Ion comes up with the absolute perfect words, relax and allow. And then you go, well,
we've been here before. We got there.
Now we've got it that straightened out. We have the answer to life. Okay, now we can go to the beach. So, see, you wanted something that had some meat to it.
Right, so the...
That's not a problem. That's not a problem.
Right, and we did it. So what I edited together and put on our timeline and the new parts, it's good what we edited together. We just synced, we put together the different distortions throughout the show and made it a short tape. That's good. That's good. It's right there for people to hear. And it's undeniable what's going on, right? Anybody listening to it says, yep, that's something going on there. And you had Chad write in and say, this isn't anything we've ever heard before within the computer world. The sound is different. And the rhythms or something. And then Steve Reimer, who transcribed our Ray Allen, he told me he listened to it the other day. He says, no, I've never heard anything like that. They recognize it's different sounding, you know? So that's
good. And look where their fields are in the chip body. money.
Yeah, and they're good validation. So we, how did we get, okay, so we got Happy Goodman, we did Besto, we got Carolyn, we got Bob.
The last place you stopped was James.
Yeah, we did
and
James.
And we would like to explain the thing that you were asking about, because you got us there. If we started, we tried to interrupt and you wouldn't have it, just
okay.
Like always. But you got us there with James and his information superhighway of figuring out this money check business.
Yeah. You mean the trillion dollar check business?
No.
About his own situation.
How you and James crashed the economy.
Right.
Can countries default?
The Greek thing.
I guess countries can default. I don't know if they ever do. Well,
they've never been in the debt situation that they have now. Because see, here's your problem, and this is the quadrillionaire problem, Bob.
Okay.
And this is the answer, but you can't share it
right
outside. This is inside until someone figures it out, because you know how we desperately drag you to a place to try to make you drink a little water?
Yeah.
And you won't do it? Well, the same thing will be true with others. Let them catch up to you.
Right.
Just because you know don't mean you got to tell it.
Right.
The problem, or the issue, or the contrast, or the delicious place that we're coming to, that we are here, and it is, and it's so wonderful.
Yeah, it's what we hope for, and we actually got it.
Exactly. Is now, you see, there's more debt out than there ever can be. Ever.
Where is anybody reporting that fact? Because the market crashed today a little bit. It just goes up and down, so maybe it doesn't mean anything. But maybe it's not accurate to look at the market. And I guess Ian would say, no, don't look at the market. So...
Well, you don't care. You can go live in the market if you want to, but they're only there on Saturday, so...
No, I meant the virtual market. The Wall
Street. Well, we did, too.
Oh, okay. But, okay, so I don't know what reports are happening. Some people are...
Okay, that's all right.
Yep.
You don't have to, but we're asking a question, and we're laying out a little, tiny little foundation here.
Yeah, the quadrillionaire has more money than is. We now have a debt that's more than is. Something like that.
And that's not just here.
It's everywhere.
Okay. So now the big story that Carolyn got already and is laying out for you is the problem in Greece.
And why little Greece? Was that some historical power base there?
No. It's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay, so if I Google Greece right now, it's some news item that may have
come. Carol will send it to you. She's got it.
Oh, you found it, Carol? Carolyn?
Yeah.
Did you find the Greece collapse?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just going to put Greece bankrupt and just see what comes up. I mean, the people who it matters to. Greek, December 8th. A Greek bankruptcy thus has serious implications for Europe, for the rest of us. Greek bankruptcy could do it. So that was all a month, 6 weeks ago. So if it hit news, is there a more recent statement? Crash test for Greek economy. Okay, this looks interesting.
Yes, it does. But we couldn't drag you there. We had to let you get there.
Yeah, it brings in the Deutsche Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Now, this is the 19th. The Greek economy will top the European and Ecofin sessions to be held Monday and Tuesday in Brussels. That would be next week. The Greek finance minister will outline the goals. The Greek economy will top the Eurogroup. Okay. In the meantime, the recent... Okay, here's a quote. Deutsche Bank, in the most austere and assertive fashion, said that Greece's chances of going bankrupt are higher than Russia and Argentina's chances some 12 years ago. And that was big. The half measures, unfortunately, do not offer an answer to the German bank's speculations. So the German bank is hooked into this. It's affecting them.
Everybody is, Bob.
Wow. And why is it Greece? That's just, is there some aspect of
the straw that broke
And when did that happen?
It's happening now. It hasn't happened yet.
It's happening.
Well, now, if we were doing an open session, we could never say this, but this is in this private session,
yeah.
We can tell you it is happening.
This week, as they prepare for the conference, which must announce a solution, and they realize this week they can't announce a solution, is probably what they're saying.
And someone will require Astroglide.
Yeah, and the reason it's a problem is because it'll bring down the EU.
Absolutely. And guess what that's going to do?
It's going to drop the euro. So
and if the euro drops, what happens to the dollar?
It goes back up.
And what happens to gold?
It goes back down.
There you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. And then all of a sudden, this rough and rocky road, all of a sudden, just becomes a great big vat of ice cream where you might get a big chunk of chocolate, you might get a big chunk of nougat and marshmallows and vanilla, and you get all kinds of things. And you won't be offended with the rocky road because the tastes are different. You'll enjoy all of the rocky road because all this debt that's been panned out from the U.S. ended up in all these other little countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just laughing their asses off, and they're on the brink of destruction.
Who's laughing their asses off?
Europe.
These other little countries.
Okay, wait a minute.
Now, is someone driving the Greek collapse to help balance out America?
Is that what we're talking about here?
Let me get the answer to my question for once.
Okay, well, he's hesitating on the answer, but go ahead.
I know, and the reason we're hesitating is because Bob, Carolyn's a quick study. You will blow no smoke up her skirt. She gets it straight out. The answer would be, the answer would be yes, and it's China.
Yeah.
But we can't, if you pinned us on that, we'd never give it, because then you see the human creators get a hold of it, and then you really look at it and you realize China's in a mess as well.
Mm. Well, the thing is, China does have to rescue America in some way, so maybe that's their way of doing it.
No, there's a Chinese government, Carolyn, as opposed to the Chinese people.
Please.
Well, your question has to be
you give too many alternatives when you ask a question, so don't dive into my questions.
Mm-hmm.
So China, as we know, it has to kind of save America. So
the people, yes.
Yeah, the China people have to save America. So I can see where they would be sort of poking holes in the EU. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It would serve them well.
Yeah.
But we're not giving you a modus operandi here.
Yeah.
We're just trying to give you the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So as it unfolds, you'll be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Bob, there are dynamics that are questionable, that are appropriately questioned. But the larger picture, oh, Lord, we're sorry.
What's the TV want us to know? What's it saying?
I don't know.
Not important.
Well, why the hurry?
Is that what they just said?
Uh-huh. And it just goes on and off and on and off. It's mm-hmm. great fun.
So there are these other questions which I'll get to, but finish your larger dynamic.
Okay. The larger dynamic is from the reference Connie's asking was China, because then this, the mind of a cockroach. They don't mind destruction and death and carnage and blood and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, a cockroach looks at that situation, that contrast, and says, hey, we're having a buffet in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, they don't see it as a problem.
Right.
And the cockroaches, there are more of them than there are of you.
Right.
And they don't see it as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You see it as a problem, but they don't see it as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that little twirl kind of gives you a little idea.
Do cockroaches eat bodies, Carol?
They eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
They eat
okay.
They
All right,
eat.
So who's the cockroach in the human level here? China?
Well, no, maybe. See, that's yet to be unfolded. Mm-hmm. Even from non-physical sight, see, that's yet to be unfolded. Now, could we give you the answer? Yes, we could. But as sure as we do, then you have the whole creation process that becomes in check. Because we will not undo creation. We can't.
Well, the way the world works, it's like such an ebb and flow. It's almost as if it's time for something to happen to balance out what's going on in America.
And everywhere, you see, because it's got to shuffle. Bob, you were asking the question, and you were embracing James's question of what's the answer with this debt business. Well, the answer to this debt business is if a country can default or go bankrupt and they don't have to pay it back, then no one else will either. And debt all over the world will be finally, once and forever, canceled.
Uh-huh.
All of it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, okay, and that's like what we talked about in Haiti. Once the slaves uprise in one country, then slavery is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so now here's the questions. The dollar isn't been in trouble for a while, and people said Iraq and Iran and these people were shifting to the euro, but Ion and JW have been saying for a year or two the euro's gone too. So you're saying that the dollar shipped the debt out around the world, and they're part of the dollar. And then you're saying that America somehow doesn't have to suffer anymore, and I don't think that's going to happen. That's why it shifts to China.
Well, no, wait, now. We're not talking about
suffering.
Suffrage. Yeah, we're not talking about the suffering. You said openly on your radio show, Bob Neverett, you said my crew, my team, is going to cancel the debt
for
every human being on the planet.
Right.
Very good, Bob.
Yeah, I think we said the American economy, but it was vague, so we meant everybody. We're just going to
cancel. Okay. If you cancel the debt of the American public, you've wiped out the world.
Right.
Okay.
So we did that. We did say that.
Yes, you did.
Back in
and
April.
That's why we desperately wanted to ease you into that place, because if we started off with that conversation, it would have been a bloody flux. You know, it wouldn't have been pleasant.
Oh, you mean tonight or when?
Yeah,
tonight.
Yes.
But I just thought of it a minute ago. I was thinking about it.
That's right. You danced right into it, and then we could open it just wide open and kind of go. So this becomes extremely bigger than Zappa. That's big.
Not as big as Vestal, but pretty
not
close.
Not as big as Vestal, but big as Zappa.
Yes.
Becomes the tactility that James should be diving, plowing through with the Virginia Commonwealth to find the common law reference that allows the separation between King George and the colonies. And that separation of that common law is the link that will empirically be used to verify, vilify, validate, vindicate how you sons of bitches were not paying you a dime.
Who's saying that? Who's saying that to who? Well, you sons of bitches, who's that being addressed?
The people who are in the individual Americans who are in debt, they can use that as their reason not to pay back.
Because of that link between the Virginia Commonwealth, or common law, between their agreement with King George.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just hold that. I want to go back to, so Karen, so you have the euro is going to collapse, and Carolyn's saying that will make the dollar make America look not so bad. Okay?
No. No, what Carolyn's saying is that if the euro collapses, they're the only songbirds singing now.
Yeah.
And if it collapses, it's going to make the value of the U.S. dollar go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, the value means inflation or good value?
No, good value.
Okay.
Everyone that ran away, that dumped their dollars to buy euros,
mm-hmm. right.
they'll be running from euros back to dollars. Then they can print more money because people are buying more bonds. Mm-hmm. Then the bonds go up. Then interest rates can go up. Then the economy can go back to work. Then all these people that are running around all over the world trying to get out of the U.S. are fighting to get themselves back into the U.S.
Yeah.
It's the only place to play. Well, once it's the only place to play, then you come into a place where gold goes back down to a new historic low.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a historic low?
In our economy that you're discussing right now would be $94.22 an ounce.
Right. Now, why does America get off the hook for this, sort of?
Because everyone, all the boats that are leaving have to turn around and come back because all the other ports will be closed.
Right, but then the Americans will be saved. I'm getting the idea that actually America has been bad and they can't totally get happy again, and therefore it goes to China, the happiness, or the saving, or the actual benefits.
No, you got to go back now. You're almost to the reading where we covered this ever once upon a midnight dreary, where, remember,
midnight
China,
dreary.
The peoples,
yeah.
China.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about China, can we just always say we're talking about the people and not the government?
Yeah.
That's
okay. Yeah.
Just because the government is just so sideways, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can't even get there. But if we talk about China, the people of China know, they don't think, they don't wonder, they don't question, they don't even rub Buddha's belly and say, oh, Buddha, tell us the way. No, they know that the U.S., the West, is the dragon, and the dragon shall prevail.
Mm.
That's what Buzz's girlfriend has that attitude. She can't believe that Buzz is telling her that in Beijing, he lives with her, and he says, America's bankrupt and you're better off than us. She can't believe that.
And doesn't believe it. So that's a thought that they're not going to have. So guess what? In creation, there's more of them creating than there are of you creating. So fasten your seatbelts.
Mm-hmm.
The roller coaster is going to roll. But the dragon has to win.
Okay.
And they don't think this. They know this. Ask them. Ask any one of them, just as you gave the reference there. They'll tell you right quick, no. America's the dragon. It's gonna do great. It's going to do fabulous.
Now, J.W. is part of the America that's going to do fabulous because he's been acknowledged by
China. Yeah, he doesn't care. He's like you, Bob. He doesn't care. Money flows freely and easily to him. Shit that you can't have shows up with him not even asking.
Yeah, but the...
And he doesn't care. He appreciates it. He loves it. He brings it. He washes it and rubs it and polishes it and moves it and places it and stacks it. And he doesn't make a difference to him. It's just fun. It's just fun.
Why do the Chinese? Why does the dragon win? They own America.
That's why it's got to win, Bob.
Yeah, you have to pretend you have an adversary or a competition.
No. They're not even pretending. Look, if you've got all your money at the roulette table in Vegas, if you've got everything on 00, 00's got to come up.
Right.
Or you wouldn't have put all your money on it, number one. And number two, if you didn't know that 00 was going to come up, you would have certainly hedged your bet differently.
Well, China is known for 1,000
years. Everything for 1,000 years, that's right.
They've known that America would win, and so they bought it, and they own it.
Yes.
But they are not America, and they're happy for America. They're glad. Do they think there's some kind of special creativity that comes out of there? Like... Is it just a natural dialectic? You got to have an other to play with.
No.
Too many questions,
no.
Bob. How can
it's you? It's okay. Because it's good. Here's the difference. Here's the difference. In America, okay, if Carolyn puts a plant in her yard and that plant blooms, that's Carolyn's flower. right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, Carolyn?
Correct.
Because you love it, and you talk to it, and you pet it, and it grows, and it does its thing, and it's beautiful, and then you enjoy your creation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? China, the people, don't they see a lotus flower that's going to be significant once upon a day?
Mm-hmm.
The lotus flower is not their lotus flower.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it as theirs. They share the space that the lotus flower allows. They share the space that the lotus flower allows.
Mm-hmm.
So they share the United States?
No. They, if the lotus flower blooms, they share the space that it, that, that the lotus flower allows. The United States would be the dragon. Instead of a fire-breathing dragon, it will be a lotus flower-spitting dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And they will share the space that the lotus flower allows.
What does it mean to share the space?
It's they enjoy the beauty of the flower, and it's not their flower. They don't have to water it. They don't have to feed it. And if the lotus flower allows them in their proximity, they love and enjoy the, that lotus flower that they can share the proximity thereof. Carolyn, on the other hand, just like any other American, if they plant something that's my hedgerow, that's my dirt, that's my ground, that's my. And, it, and so if someone came in her yard and picked her flowers, somebody'd have hell to pay unless she gave permission. China says, no, no. The lotus flower, we don't own the lotus flower. We don't control it.
Yeah.
It allows our space. We enjoy the space that it allows. It, the lotus flower, allows us to share.
Yes, so you're saying that China doesn't own the U.S. and doesn't think it controls it, but somehow they've set themselves in a position to share the space.
They do, and they have. And by it's a create. This is Bob. You're gonna love this. This is a creation by default.
America is.
It's only taken 1,000 years. Well, actually, a little more than that now. It's only taken 1,000 years for it to come up to this waning position of waxing.
Mm-hmm.
Is America the creation by default, or is America a creation by China?
No.
The creation by
default. America is a creation by default in regards to how China, the people, see it.
Because they consciously created it.
They consciously understood that the lotus flower allows their proximity to enjoy its delicious beauty.
Did they create America?
Nope.
No. America created something.
Did they create the lotus flower? Nope.
But why?
Do they own the lotus flower? Nope.
But why do they have a special relationship to it?
Because they eased into this place of taking over by default.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that America would kill them if they tried to claim.
Right, and what did they take over?
All the land.
All the land, all the resources, all the bonds, all
okay,
the
Okay, on that level, they own it. On that level, they own it.
Yeah.
But they have no desire to be responsible for it, so they don't admit it.
That's correct. That's correct.
But
now the government sees that as a way to charge North Korea to do their bidding.
Yes, the government of the United States?
No,
China.
Of China.
Sees that.
Not the people. The government sees it as a vulnerable place to energize North Korea to be the bad guy. So if somebody has to leave the planet, it most certainly will be North Korea, not China.
If they, on the level that the Americans find out and resent
all the Americans find out, schmind out. They know. They just, this is Nixon's
No, what you can't say.
It's China government saying to North Korea, we own America, so you have to push America for us whenever we tell you to.
Yeah.
And if you got if somebody's going to get blown up, it's going to be you, not us, just so you know.
And the Koreans, and because the Koreans acknowledge China's more powerful and can do that.
Absolutely. Because you understand, they could set it up. All would have to happen is the people, even from Taiwan or Philippines or somewhere else outside of there, could lay support with South Korea, and North Korea would be gone in 1 second.
Mm. By a military takeover?
It wouldn't even have to be military. They just bid with South Korea. Incheon, if they just bid with Incheon, the city, that would do it. That would be the balance, the tip, the scale.
That would mean withhold money for North Korea.
And it basically invade it and take it over and say, you're done, goodbye.
But it would be a physical invasion or just a financial?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And South Korea is helpless to do it until China tells it to do it.
Well, South Korea needs something to tip the scales to make that a reality. Well, China's not, the government of China, this is different now, the government of China can't get rid of that stronghold because if somebody's got to get, they don't want atomic weaponry in Beijing. But if they sacrifice North Korea, what the hell? They're good.
Right, so China, you said some phrase there, North Korea's their something, or they can't get that stronghold, or what was that?
I've got it. The government of China can't get rid of that stronghold because they don't want atomic weapons in Beijing.
Yeah, so they...
But if they sacrifice North Korea, no problem.
But they don't, so that South Korea...
They are. They're setting North Korea up. That's what we just said.
No, that's not.
We're setting it. They are setting it up.
They're pro South Korea.
No, the government is setting North Korea up to be the bad guy against America.
Oh, I understand that, but then Ian's been saying some other sentences.
Just that South Korea
knows that.
Knows everybody.
Well, what?
If any country, Philippines, Taiwan, doesn't even have to be China. Just some subset of that. If any one of those countries pitched in with South Korea to give South Korea a little bit, tiniest little bit of an edge over North Korea...
For a physical war.
They would take over, yes. They would take over North Korea, and then China would forfeit its
protection.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Its bad boy or hitman.
So China does not allow South Korea to take over North Korea. It does not allow Taiwan and the Philippines to do anything.
Very good. That's exactly correct.
Did you get that part, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that.
Yes.
Okay,
that's right. That's the bigger picture. But you're right. You're right, Bob, to qualify it. But the big picture is that's all its function is. I mean, because what's going on? What comes out of North Korea anyway? Nothing.
Right.
What do they make? Nothing. What do they do? Nothing. They're busy, though. I mean, they're
busy making noises, right?
Pretty much.
Busy making nuclear weapons?
Oh, that's just disinformation.
Yeah, now, Ion mentioned some of the old Nazis went over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some of the old...
Now, how are they applying now? Isn't that very interesting? That Germany, specifically Deutsche Bank, has a great play through... the Russia side, it waxes and wanes. And then where does that line up? Right back lined up with Gazprom? The people of China.
No.
Red big circle.
No, I missed some of the words in there.
Okay.
Gazprom is the Russian oil company, Carol.
Oh, okay.
And China has something to do with Gazprom?
Yes.
But we were talking about Deutsche Bank.
Germany.
Yeah, and they...
Helping North Korea.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Well, they did. You said the Nazis...
And that's in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or now, or when did
before,
World War II period?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So North Korea has been linked in with the Nazis for many 60 years or more.
And the Nazis. You're speaking the word Nazi.
Right.
The way they did the movie. What is it, Inglourious Bastards or what?
Right. Oh, I haven't seen that yet, but yeah, the new one.
We gonna kill us some Nazis.
Yeah, right.
Now you're picking up that vernacular. We think it's great fun.
Yeah, okay, but it's Nazis.
You chap JW for if he said Nazis, but yeah.
I've chapped him? What's that mean?
You would chap him if he used the word Nazis rather than Nazi.
No, I don't ever say Nazi. I've always said Nazis. I don't know any better.
No, it's not better. It's just fun that the way you play with the vernacular.
But the Europeans call them Nazis. Okay,
Okay.
So JW would say Nazis too? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and then you'd pick because he'd say it so southern.
Oh, okay. All right, no, okay, got that. So the Nazi Project Paperclip scientists, or they're the ones that came to America. These Nazis have been over there for a long time, keeping the anger and specialness of North Korea for the North Koreans themselves, thinking they're special, to keep them distracted from the rule of China.
Well, now let's go to the little bigger picture. If you're a bad boy in Germany, you get sent to Siberia to work. Okay. If you're a bad boy and a Nazi, and we don't even know that that's the correct vernacular to use, but Germany, because, see, they don't really see themselves as neo-Nazis. But, you see, that's a stigma they're trying to get away from, of course.
Right.
But it is. You're correct the way you've labeled it. But to be PC, you know, you don't want to use that. You know, you don't want to call an African-American a Negro.
But
it's the United Negro College Fund. That's okay, but otherwise.
So the you said a bad Russian goes to Siberia and a bad German goes to North Korea.
That's correct.
And that's since World War II.
That is correct. And where do you think the stems or the roots of the orchid bloom during the Cold War?
But what's the orchid bloom?
Well, the root, the orchid blooms from the root. The root has no dirt. The root is, it's a, well, Carolyn, what do you call it, a fungus?
Yeah, it lives off the air.
There you go, Bob. That lives off the air, and yet it still blooms.
But what, are we talking about the Cold War? War is what blooms?
Yeah, in the Cold War. Where does the orchid bloom in the Cold War?
Well, we don't know what the orchid refers to.
Which country blooms during the Cold War?
America.
Exactly. And what are those roots drawing off of?
Nothing. Air.
Air. Thank you. There you go. You did it. Right out of the chute. First time through.
Yeah, but what is this air? Electric air, the virtual economy?
Nothingness.
America blooms out of nothingness, so it's a fake bloom.
It's real. But the roots have no grounding.
And that's a problem for the orchid? No.
Not for the orchid, but then anything that blows through, it has nothing to ground it.
So it can fall quickly.
It does, and can wither precipitously.
Right. Okay. So why? How does that relate to the Nazis in North Korea? Are the Nazis still on their stupid subjective agenda? Don't know what the big picture is, and are over there stirring up North Koreans to get revenge for World War II? Is that the mentality?
No. That was Cold War business. It's past that. We were just validating your position that the Nazis also play heavily and did during the Cold War in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Did they play heavily in North America?
Yes, certainly.
So the Nazis had a kind of power all over the place.
Well, they had a little insight. They learned how to dial a mile, Bob.
Right.
They learned how to do things.
So what did they did they do with who was their adversary?
Germany.
Germany itself was the Nazis. Yeah, because they were the bad boys. So
remember the wall?
So the Cold War was between the Deutsche Bank and the Nazis.
No. The Cold War was about the separation of East and West Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a separation of the bad Nazis from the German Deutsche Bank?
That would be okay. We're not offended by your words. It's not exactly, there's a little bit more dynamic to it. But see, it's interesting, because in Germany, now see, China, we have no problem. Government can't figure it out. People had it figured out all along. Mm. Don't care what the government does, don't bother. Mm. No problem, we're good. But you can't do that with Germany. You can't say government bad, mm-hmm. people good. You can't say that thing. Because they've waxed and waned themselves into their own little Pluto.
Hmm. Is it like the government, they're more involved in the government mechanism that came out of the Industrial Revolution, so Germany is the government, whereas China
yes.
was around a lot longer than that.
Yes, and then the people of Germany, they are seeing themselves as sehr schön. And or you would say they would consider themselves individually as not as significant as their government.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in their government. Is that what that means?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of reversed.
Yeah.
In Germany, as compared, paralleled that word, but comparison wise, China.
Well, the industrial West, all industrial West is that. It's the focus
on
the government.
But you know, we find it very interesting. That's a nice statement, and couldn't be further from the way we see it. But we'll give you a little word here. Yes, okay, very good. However, these things that were supposed to make all that European bloc one, that's more separating than any border wall, war, fighter, king, principality has ever up until this stage able to achieve.
It's more separated. The separatism in Europe is due to the common currency.
Commonality.
Yeah, made them all aware of
what you call the block, or whatever you call the industrial.
Right, but that's the different countries reasserting their identity, and the people see their identity expressed through the government, and they want their government
yes.
not to be involved with the...
Yes, and we'll give you a little proof. Here's the proof. In Italy, no one, not everyone turned in their lira in exchange for euros.
Mm-hmm.
In France, not all of them gave up their francs.
Well, those are people that don't identify with the government.
Whoa, wait a minute. They don't see the euro as part of their government. They see the euro as part of the European Union.
Oh, they reasserted the government's power by supporting the currency, the lira.
By not converting it.
Right.
Well, your francs are now worth nothing. Your lira are now worth nothing. Okay. So
those people lost.
Not yet, because they didn't get rid of them. You only lose when you get rid of them, Bob.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now the euros collapse. Now their
lira that was worth, they bought,
yeah.
they got lira for nothing, and now those lira are going to be very, 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 very pricey.
Okay, but what's were the Nazis, what, the Deutsche Bank was against the bad boy Nazis, and what did that mean?
Well, you can't hardly tell the difference sometimes.
Right, so what?
You go to different areas of Germany, and they have different opinions of reality.
No, I understand that. So why are we talking about them being the bad boy over there in North Korea?
Because you said the Nazis went to North Korea, and we were giving you the link to hook that together.
And what is that link? We didn't get it.
Yes, you did. China, North Korea, Germany. Not the European.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Chinese are all for the bad Nazis.
Absolutely. And now they have arm's length out of it. They can say it was those damn Nazis that stirred them up, and we'll miss you, North Korea, but you got to go.
Yeah, you got to go because you brought in the Nazis who made you maniac nuts.
Precisely.
Okay, so, but now America is the orchid without roots, and the Nazis came over here. I see America without roots because China owns it, but China lets the orchid flourish. Now, the Nazis in America they're hooked into the...
They're inconsequential at this point because the dragon, U.S., is going to thrive, not because it's the best to their joy, but it's going to be because the people of China, they don't wonder, they know it.
Yeah, but this orchid metaphor, and America's built on air, so China protects the orchid, and is there something to do with the Nazis that run the Pentagon?
No. No, it will go away.
Right.
Lack of funding.
And the Nazis in North Korea will go away?
Funding, yes, they will.
And Deutsche Bank will remain standing?
Yes, it will. Yes,
because
it
will. It's made...
Plenty of funding.
Right, because the Deutsche Bank is part of the... is teamed up with China.
Absolutely. The people of China.
Yeah, and when did they do that? Right after World War II, or...?
Just before.
So China was the world government orchestrating... America against Japan, Germany, it was the big brother guy behind the scene, playing one off against the other.
No, just waiting.
Just waiting, yeah.
But getting along with everybody. China got along with everybody.
Well, they did have little dissidents, you see. Bob, your statement wasn't out of control. It was just so light and so gentle and so easy. But yes, they did have a little rabble rousing going on, but it was tiny. But it's like Canadians. They can go anywhere. They don't have enough opinion to have anybody hate them. They don't. Everybody loves Canadians.
Does everybody love China?
No.
Okay, so China didn't fare too well.
Oh, but they are.
The government did what, Count? Made them...
Enemies. Mm. Not like...
And if you have an enemy of China, you're not an enemy of the people of China. You're an enemy of the government of China.
Mm-hmm.
So who made the deal with the Deutsche Bank before World War II? The Chinese government? Chiang Kai-shek, I guess that who it was. Or the Chinese people?
No, say it again now.
China is made a deal with Germany before World War II, that'd be the Chinese people, because that's what you mean by China. The Chinese, the government, Chiang Kai-shek, had nothing to do with the Deutsche Bank in Germany.
That's correct. But Brezhnev did.
Brezhnev had a deal with the Chinese government. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
They did lose, you're right. But the chain of power didn't get lost.
That Putin represents, you mean the real...
That's correct. That's very good. Very, very good.
The chain of power in Russia, not the government. The Russian people, they made a deal with both China people and the Deutsche Bank?
Well, at the sacrifice of Georgia...
Yeah, Georgia in the Caucasus.
Mm-hmm. See, that was the sacrifice. That would be Russia's North Korea.
So it was sacrificed and given up. Like who benefited from the sacrifice of Georgia? What was there to get from that?
Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank got Georgia.
No, they got the benefit of the sacrificing of
and
Georgia.
What was that benefit? Oil pipelines or something?
Well, yeah, all the natural resources of Russia is there bankrupted.
So...
And that was, what, you say 12 years ago? Is that right?
Okay, no, here... Okay, this... China... Germany gets Georgia after the wall goes down.
Not gets it. It was the outcome of it. It would be like North Korea. It doesn't matter. but it was that's what they had to sacrifice to make the deal with Germany.
When was that deal made with Germany?
Well, it would have been made...
Before the war, during the Cold War, or at the time of the Berlin Wall going down?
Before the Cold War. Early in the Cold War. There you go. That's the way. Because, see, we have such a tough problem with time because there's not any. So we have to be real easy how we lay it out. So you understand it, but doesn't pin your ears back into this calliope of nails.
Okay, so I'm not sure what the bigger picture is here. You've got America's an orchid that's vulnerable, but that doesn't matter because it's...
America's going to win.
Even though it's built on nothing. But the orchid, it's not a problem for the orchid that he grows from the air.
That's correct.
It's vulnerable, though.
But if the wind blows, it has nothing to ground it.
Did the wind blow on September 11th, 91?
Yes, it did.
2001?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did.
But that was necessary to... do something, or no, was it?
Yes.
It was.
Yes, it was. Yes, guess what that did? That firmed up the roots. The roots held on tighter to the little teak basket that holds it up.
Which is China. You mean United States realized it was going...
The contrast that was experienced in 9/11 made the roots of the orchid fasten on a little tighter, get a little bit thicker to hang on for dear life.
Well, they don't have anything to hang on to, but they violated their form and hooked on to something?
The teak basket that they're living in.
But,
Instead of just hanging down and being flappy in the breeze, they grabbed on to them.
And the teak basket is China.
Thank you. Very, very, very good.
Did you know that, Cal?
Yep.
Okay. So China has said had to put them in line. Said, okay, we're knocking you out. Well, the whole Germany.
And who owns the teak basket?
Beg your pardon?
Who owns the teak basket?
China.
So
very good.
But the Saint Germain.
It makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah. If Bob would slow down a bit and get it in his brain.
He's doing okay.
But I'm moving forward to new aspects of it.
But you have to have the grounding of that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get, but it's going to have to, as Ian says, I have to check out every angle before I accept
that. That's right. Before you even begin to consider the lilies.
Okay.
So China, America was feeling a little powerful in the 90s, and America had to slap.
You think?
Well, China had to slap it around in September. Well, not China. It's a German Saint Germain Collective. It's an international committee. Whatever, and I guess this will be...
Bob, Americans were so drunk on their own liquor, they were running around with these grand erections, trying to stick it to anybody that would take it.
Yeah, but...
So when you said a little pop...
But see, when you say...
Ion is just saying not a little powerful, big powerful.
That's my point. No, when... Were they doing this from Eisenhower to Clinton? Or are we talking about in the 90s? You know, what's
Truman.
All right, so the 40-year reign of the orchid forgot that it had no roots, so it had to be slapped around a bit.
It forgot what it was attached to.
Yeah, it forgot that it wasn't attached to anything.
No, it was. It was attached to someone else's teak basket.
And it forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it forgot. So then it gets slapped around, and then it acknowledges...
Because, you see, Bob, you don't understand. We're too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but hold it. They got slapped around and recognized, we are supported by something else, which is symbolized by China, right? And they acknowledged that.
When did they acknowledge it?
The banks are too big to fail,
mm-hmm.
That means the dragon cannot die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Their piety, United States, their piety was so
drippy.
Yeah, that's okay. We were trying to pick a word that wouldn't make Carolyn go to bed, and we're not doing very good. So,
well, that's the Bill Gaithner introducing Vestal. His piety is too hypocritical.
Yes, they run it. They control it. They are all it is. Their democracy, their capitalism.
They won the Cold War.
kind of just laughs at that. They think that's hysterical.
Yeah, and America thought it won the Cold War in the 90s.
Correct. That's correct. And now there's a handful that saw bigger.
Americans?
No, that saw the bigger picture that you just thought you won.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a handful of who?
Americans.
Yeah, of Americans who saw that they didn't win.
That's correct.
Was J.W. part of that handful?
He's a pretty quick study. He got this, because see, these would be the days when he would just be really full of piss and vinegar in the college days of figuring it out, macroeconomics and dynamics of plausible realities kind of thing, you see. Because, you see, in his realm of reality, he's never known depression.
Mm.
As far as the depression, everything has been an increase.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Or maybe inflation, which slowed it down a bit, but inflation from a genotype is an increase. Inflation is what rises a hot air balloon.
Okay, let's. Anyways, J.W., since college days, noticed that America was a bit of an illusion.
Certainly.
Yeah. Okay, so so you asked how did it get slapped around, or how did it strengthen its roots to the basket? That would be the Patriot Bill and
the contrast of 9/11.
Yeah, all the crummy Bush era, the crummy decade was the re-recognition of the basket.
We don't like your words because it's the only place that it ever could get itself into position so that the lotus flower could bloom from the mouth of the dragon.
You said it's the only position it could get in or something like that. I don't know what that sentence meant. We're asking, here's the question was, what was the consequence of 9/11? The consequence of 9/11 was the Patriot Bill, the Iraq War, and bad times for Americans. That is the...
The contrast.
That was the contrast.
That created,
No, that was the feeling as the roots were tied to the basket game.
That was the contrast that created the tightening process.
Made the roots stronger.
And China helped them through this decade?
No.
No.
Withheld
it. It pushed it by quitting borrowing.
Yeah, it withdrew.
It pushed.
Okay, so then Americans, you see, the elite or somebody knew that China withdrew, and then Americans felt contrast. How does that tighten the Americans' connection to the China?
Easy. The basket that the roots are attached to, if you put contrast on the orchid's going to hang on for dear life to whatever. It doesn't know or care. The orchid doesn't care. But it's attached to the teak basket.
Right.
So the roots become much more rigid.
Right. And the proper expression of that is America had a tough decade while they watched the rise of China. And the idea that China would take over the economy, which is an illusion, China won't because America must dominate, and that's the distortion. China looked like it, on the surface to the world audience, it looked like China was winning and America was losing. But what was happening, it was America's way of realizing they better follow the Chinese rule if they want to look like Americans won.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
We
would certainly hope they would conjure those illusions of grandeur, but we don't know so much.
Okay, you're saying America cannot lose. Meanwhile, America goes into slavery.
Okay.
That's what we mean. It's America cannot lose. That means the industrial structure here cannot lose, but its American people content have hard times indefinitely.
No. No, now that the euro will go down, the dollar will come up, and there'll be resurgence.
And then all the baskets that are pegging against the currency, everybody will beg to be pegged against the U.S. dollar again.
Mm-hmm.
And all those Europhites will go back in with the Syro-Phoenicians and go back into their little hole, and everybody will start going back to production of the larger dichotomy. That's a good application.
So the world press will say those damn Americans are so lucky, they bounce back just because of luck. And they will not know the China dynamic, the China ground, the China teak basket, or whatever you call the basket. You know what I mean? Americans say, hey, yeah, we can't lose. And Americans will get inflated again.
No, Bob, there's been enough gouging out of America that, you know, it's not...
They'll accept the recovery humbly.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean, Ian? They'll accept it humbly?
Some will.
Some, what will others do? Go around being inflated again.
They'll transition. Can't go back, Bob.
Yeah, but the ones will trend. In other words, America will recover, and Americans will just can't take that. They'll die.
Can't take it. Will transition.
And why can't they? They can't take. They will perceive that we suffered for a decade, and then we came back. Then all that suffering was not worth anything. So life is meaningless. I'm out of here. Is that the kind of thinking?
We'll hold our thought process until we see how the view handles it.
Yeah, but look, the victory, if America gets recovered, the hubris in America will be incredible. They'll say, we are too big to fail.
Bob, you have no idea how much people think they're suffering.
Yeah.
When it comes back, they'll just gripe and groan and say, well, why did it take so long? Why did it, you know, why don't I have my $1 million already? It'll take them another decade to kind of accept it. Right, Dion?
Or not. Either way, you see, because that's subjective.
They'll be confused by this. What you're saying is Americans will be confused by this recovery of America.
Let Ion say a few words, Bob. Ion, how will it appear to Americans when things seem to be turning back around?
Okay. Then you have your party lines with your politics. Okay.
Yeah.
That also is going to change.
Yeah.
You have no choice but to change.
So the new
party.
Let me interpret what it is so far. It's a dialogue.
I haven't got a clue what Ion is saying. Every time you interrupt, I don't get the full picture.
Well, I need
the full picture.
Well, I don't have a clue either. That's why I asked the question. So I'm going to say the Tea Party will represent the new America, and it's an America with no government.
It will be such less government.
Yeah.
It will be so much less government that you won't recognize it as you know it.
Which would be great. It's just like there's a Chinese government, there's a German government, and there's the American government. All of them are frauds or fake things. And America, it's not the American government that will gloat that has been recovered. The American people will begin to recognize it recovered, and it doesn't need a
fair power.
Yeah, it doesn't need a government to represent itself. It will disconnect from this identifying with the government as your country. Yeah. Okay.
Ion, what were you going to say, please?
We have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, we just got... Didn't you get the point, Carolyn? It's not...
I don't know, Bob. Whose point is it?
Here's the point.
It's just your point.
No. America has had the government strutting around for 50 years. That thing does not recover. The American people recover, not identifying with the government. They grow up. And the Tea Party will be part of that expression. Will the Chinese people find...
Ion, do you agree with Bob's statement?
Yes, it has to be.
Pardon me, Ion?
We have to.
Yeah, because he's forcing it. Okay.
No, I mean...
I'm done.
Well, that's where you should get a little patient, Carolyn.
No.
You're not trying to learn anything.
You're not.
Okay, let her go. She'll listen to it tomorrow. She can listen to it tomorrow. I'll clarify all this. When I say they have to, what was the they?
We have to agree with Bob is what he said,
yeah.
Because you're forcing
Now, here's what I'm saying. Ian has to agree with what I said, because that's the correct interpretation of what Ion said. If it's not the correct interpretation, then we have to listen to something. We have to start over again. So, right. I defined what you were pointing out. Right, Ion?
Of course.
Yeah. Not because I'm not forcing you to. You can say it's not right. But what you've been trying to say, I summarized. And I don't know why Carol doesn't understand it, but and that's why I say facetiously, Ion has to agree with what I summarized, because that's what Ion was saying. And if Ion was not saying that, change it.
Okay. At the end of the day, here's the outcome. The outcome is the individual human creator will be forced, maybe by default, maybe not, the individual human creator will be forced one way or the other to either come into their power or resign.
Or remove themselves, transition.
We say, you're going to run out of transition places. When you bring the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven, you've got no place to go.
Right. So resign, what do you mean? Does resign mean transition or something else?
Well, but once heaven comes to earth as it is in heaven, you've got no place to transition to.
So what would will you stay here and you get over it, or you resign? I wonder what that would be. You become a zombie. Here we are, and you can't function in heaven on earth. Go on welfare and you're fed.
There'll be no more welfare.
Right. So could you fill in some content for the word resign?
Yeah. Well, okay. We'll give it.
Not
some
transition, so it must be
right.
Something else.
See, that's the whole. But you see, this is what's interesting about this whole concept. We said the words. Okay. Enough. Close the guff. We're done.
Yeah.
And then immediately,
everybody
the transition started immediately. In the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, because we said the guff was closed 4 or 5 months ago or something.
Closing, yes.
Yeah. And so everybody started, big bam. Things happen, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, but now, the goody part, the nougat part, the snicker part of the snicker bar is, snicker bar, ha ha ha, this will be fun. The good part of this dynamic is that the human creators will have no other opportunity other than coming to their power.
Or resign, and I'm interested in how resigning
is
expressed.
And that's why we use that word very carefully.
Yeah.
Because in a resignation, what takes place?
You step down, you become invisible, and you go home and pine that you would hope for so much
that's
more.
That's correct. That's good. That's probably the most perfect way to describe it. You see why we're being very soft with this, because there's a balance that you're trying to, we're trying to come to the place where you have non-physical, physical, with that it balances in the labyrinth of your mind. But if we force feed it, then you're going, well, this fucking heaven business, I don't got a choice anymore.
I don't know if it will be force-fed. We'll just carry. You don't need to keep explaining. And I won't ever hear that explanation again about why you have to soften it. I don't know if you have to. You could try it. You could claim you couldn't take it. Let's forget about it. We're just going along step by step, and maybe we're getting it. What you're saying is that the Chinese people were very spiritual, and they knew the 20th century was riddled with these stupid governments, and all the governments are going, but Europe identifies with government, because the Industrial Revolution came out of Europe, so to speak, and so they're going to be weak because those people identify with the governments, but America's being given the opportunity not to identify with the American, with the government, and that actually fits the American character and the Constitution, right? So America the individualism that the Gutenberg galaxy created in America is an archetype, the extreme individualism, that China's all for, because once we get rid of the collectivity that electric media brought in, which allowed people to tribally identify with their governments, once that falls away, then the individual archetype that came out of America becomes a model for the 21st century. And the Europeans may not be as individualistic as that, or they identify with their tribal identity. So that's why America has to be preserved, because it has a Gutenberg archetype.
And it wasn't too many moons ago that you had countries like Prussia, and you had these whole Austria, Latvia, Vienna, you had all these different places that just sort of, Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic just disappeared. Boom, like Pluto. Once we were here, now we're not. Gone. Next. Where did they go?
Okay, well, they're okay. They don't have to worry about it. But the French and the Germans, they don't let their governments collapse. And they're going to suffer for that because they're government-oriented.
Uh-huh. Well, then, what's Canada going to be?
Canada's in between. It's half Europe. It'll remain bland and in between. Because it doesn't have the individual archetype. But there's another point. The Gutenberg individual archetype is strong in America, but it's not the way to be. It's too. It's not going to work either. But when you're dealing with culture archetypes, I can see China saying you must keep the individualist thing going. Now, here's an interesting point. Eric McLuhan said Mao meant the same thing as McLuhan. I don't know what that meaning was. But McLuhan said China was the ground of the 60s. So maybe McLuhan understood that China was where China understood the balancing of things. Okay, that I can't go any further on that. The side issue.
Yes, you can. The yin and yang, you can.
Yeah, but if you get it, that's good. I wanted this other point. I don't know if Carolyn's still listening. But see, Carolyn, you say, tries to get the big picture, but she gets frustrated with the details. She doesn't recognize that the details will lead to a better understanding of the big picture. If you say she already got the big picture, then she doesn't need the details. But oh, she doesn't. She needs the details, and I weave us through because she didn't get it. And she got frustrated. And she thinks she has to go to bed, and she has that pressure on you, and that's why I makes fun of her. I got to run off to bed. She doesn't stay around for to get through the last bit. I got to do the extra work. I don't mind doing it. But that's where my part is important, and not blow my horn. I'm just saying, I'm pursuing this thing so we can get a clear picture. She gave up. So I am objecting to that, even though she always said, I'm just saying it if she can hear it. Relax a bit and recognize we have to get it. You got to get the particulars. Now I would say, no, Carol doesn't need to get the particulars. She just gets to know. Well, she's at a point now where she doesn't know it, so I don't know what she knows, but she felt she didn't get it. So I'm expressing that point, grievance, whatever, that she
duly noted.
Yeah, duly noted that Carolyn should. I mean, yeah, maybe she just wants to freak out so she can get to bed early and she'll listen to what I produce. But I would like her to be part of the questioning because she's a good questioner and stop flipping out and leaving. So we go along with Bob's
method. I can flip out anytime I want. It's my prerogative.
Well, join back in. If you're back in.
I'm not. I'm fine.
What are you fine with?
I know what you're saying and doing, and I'm going to bed.
Well, what if we realize?
Never mind.
See, she won't say it. That's where the block is.
Oh, Bob, stop it. Just
continue
your questions. Why can't you relax and allow me to just leave when I'm ready to leave?
Because we want to have your good questioning to supplement my questioning.
Well, then I'll do it when I do it.
Oh, well, maybe you'll do it. So we're at we're at the point where China, the Tea Party. Will China fund, the Chinese people fund the Tea Party?
Never again.
Did they fund something before?
Well, the full set of your U.S. economy, yeah.
Okay. Did China give Bernanke the $200 billion here and there over the last 2 years?
No.
So China withdrew.
What would it have mattered if he gave it to Bernanke? What would Ben Bernanke have done with it?
So China pulled the plug on the American government and then waited for the American people to wake up. Right? And the Tea Party is an expression of
waking. You're acknowledging then that everyone was asleep.
Yep. They were kind of, even though we can't use that word, they were uninformed, they were deluded, they weren't paying attention, or they let their country go to ruin, and China let them fall into that ruin, and then waited and expected some new resolve to come out of whatever citizens are activating the Tea Party, and or not even activating that, finding their own power, right? So China.
You know, the Roman is starts to sound like a lot of that. Same way the Roman Empire handled it, wasn't it, Bob?
What Well, is the Roman Empire China or America?
Neither. It would be a reference of a government that thought it controlled everything and ran everything and was everything, and then one day it was gone.
Right. So that empire is gone, and yet that's not a problem for individuals. And so does the Chinese people and its leaders, whoever they are, or it's all, they support people finding their own universe? Because Chinese really, they, I don't know if they look like that to us. They're certainly not as individualistic as us, but maybe we don't know how to look at a people that lives in their own universe and has the ionic values.
Okay. Yeah, that's embraceable. They see things from a different set of scheduled rules.
Right. And they
a different set of scheduled rules. And the rules are individual, but the schedule of the rules of how it applies. You look at it like a Taoist, you see how they approach things.
So is America, if it gets wise, it becomes Taoist? Not as a dogma, but in
no, no,
in
we didn't mean to go that far. Mm. We were just giving a little example so you could get it. They're individually the same. Is that a better way to say it? Individually the same?
Right, that's how McClune defines tribal people. There's a unity underneath them, but they all have their own weird eccentric expressions.
Eccentricities, of course.
Yeah, like you look at an African tribe, they're all African tribes. They're all tribes, but they all have different feathers and different weird carvings and tattoos
that's
on them.
Correct.
Yeah.
This one sacrifices the children, and this one doesn't, and this one, and this one doesn't, and,
So that's what McClune said we were coming to, and it's interesting, he said China is the ground, meaning it's the hidden model that we aren't aware of. But
it's the teak basket.
Yeah, so China knows Americans will get their act together, and
one way or the other.
Right. So, but they're not them letting America grow up. They kicked it out of its house, kicked it out of the teak basket, and now you're on your own.
No. Never. They're just no longer going to provide security other than what they have already made available, the teak basket.
Yeah, which
they're not going to stop the wind from blowing. You're going to have to get your own water. You know, you're going to have to bloom, you're going to have to flourish, and if you do, great, and if you don't, great. But we know you are.
Right, and the Chinese, they supported America since 1934? Or maybe 1830. In other words, America had...
Probably closer to 1830, if you're going to use the numbers.
China nurtured the growth of the orchid. And that's what you meant, that it was always there helping America through its crises.
Yes.
And it kept it
and
going.
And it doesn't own the orchid, but it does own what the roots of the orchid are attached to. And that dragon is what will bring forth from its belly.
Right, but the orchid doesn't attach to anything, but it kind of occasionally attaches to the teak basket.
Only attaches to the teak basket.
I have the image that the roots hang in the air. I don't know why they stop to hang in the air and touch something.
They don't hang in the air. Orchids don't float, Bob. They've got to attach to something or they can't be.
Oh, we started off with them being in the air somehow.
No, Bob, they were in a teak basket. They don't float. They have to be on a tree. They have to.
Oh, they're not in the ground. They're not in the soil.
They don't grow in soil. They don't grow
But they're attached to something. Okay.
That's
so they're
correct.
And the wind, but then the wind came, and then they strengthened themselves on the teak basket. Oh, okay, so that's where I had the wrong image. I thought they were
contrast. The contrast had to beef up the orchid's root system; otherwise, it would be blown out of the basket.
Oh, okay. So the Chinese knocked out the World Trade Center to put. They threw like in Indian tribes, American Indians, they send the young person out into the wilderness, and they have their vision. And if they make it good, if they don't, that's it. So America got shocked and sent out to the wilderness through this past decade after 9/11, and that was for their own good. The elders, the Chinese elders, did this to America. Said, okay, you're out on your own, we're kicking you out of the house, tough love. And then we flounder around. And what is it? We're strengthening the roots to the basket. Is that like Bernanke? I guess the Federal Reserve and that kind of strengthening never comes back.
It's good.
Yeah.
We absolutely would find great bliss in that experience. Yes.
Yeah. Did the Chinese object the formation of the Federal Reserve and the taxation?
No.
They knew that was a necessary phase. So what we're seeing is the kicking out of the American government structure. That's what was knocked out. The American government, the Federal Reserve, that is what's been weakened. And China said it had to be weakened.
But see, the Federal Reserve didn't have anything to do with the government.
Yeah, but it's part of the government in some way. It's,
I beg your pardon. It most certainly, absolutely is not.
Well, is it going to survive this situation?
No.
Then it knocked out the government and the Federal Reserve. Knocked
thank,
out everything.
Thank you. Because right. It's nothing. If there's no money, there's no reason to have a central bank to control the money that's not.
Right. So the Tea Party will make, I think Lana Ayan said that there would be a new American currency, but then there's also going to be a world currency. All right, so...
Now, be clear. Yes, there will be new currency, and yes, there will be a world currency, and you're going to very quickly come to the place when all this not paying goes on, that you will actually revalue everything. We find it very interesting. One of your, in a few moments, you'll start having access to a news thing that Joe, now this isn't cheeky because you're going to like this, and I don't think it's happened yet, but it's very interesting. They actually give a value to the White House, and then they describe how even your White House in your Washington, D.C. has lost value.
What's funny there? What's
that,
the point?
That the White House has a value and that it's lost its real estate value.
Oh, you mean there's going to be a new invention, a new news source that's going to broadcast different kinds of news? Is that what you're talking about?
No, Bob, we're saying that they're talking about the White House is losing value.
Oh, itself is a real estate thing.
Yeah,
that'll be a news item is what you meant.
Yeah, and who in the hell ever attached a value to the White House? The first time.
Well, I don't know, but somebody will then further humiliate it by saying it's worth nothing. There's a sub-story here. We know that the Obamas had an uncomfortable weekend a few weekends ago. Okay. Well, what happens is Chris Story's announced that from his sources, there was an assassination attempt made on Obama. And he doesn't say when it happened, but it was recently, and he says the George Bush family did it, George Bush Sr.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Okay, so he's got the wrong trigger man.
Always.
But he picked up on the...
How would that serve the Bush world, Bush family, to...
I don't know. I know that. It's all wrong. But the point is he picked up the ripple that something was attacked at the Obamas, right?
Okay, very good.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So that kind of... We don't talk about it too much, but we can talk about it because someone else said it, right?
Right.
Right.
But, you know, we alluded to the whole process when we were talking about the weekend business.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. You alluded to it. And I'm saying there is, in the Android meme, one of the confusing sources in the Android meme picked up on it or was told to talk about it. And he says it, I could read it, but you know it's there. He said it
sure. In
a new post yesterday or today. And so that means we can talk about it because Chris Story talked about it. We didn't start it, he did.
He can be the heavy.
Yeah, he takes the, he's in North Korea.
Ayan, can you define a little more how government becomes much, much less?
Yes, it's dissolved. Literally, dissolve. Chain of power has to be relinquished.
Wow.
And that's the centralized industrial national structure, Carolyn, that McLuhan, William Thompson predicted would fall. That when
And Beter thought greatly of that as well.
Yeah, and Lynn LaRouche doesn't like that. He wants to re-prop up the national government. He can't get over that meme.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, he ain't going to be able to do it. This is the electric effect, Carolyn. It's actually surfacing. Why aren't you enthusiastic?
I'm trying. Well, I have my questions. You keep interrupting.
No, I'm answering it. This is what
I am. You're not answering something that I want to hear. So if the government, what causes the actual events? I'm imagining there's no money to pay the government employees.
The government. Yeah. And how's the government going to operate if they can't pay itself?
Right, right.
That's logical.
Right.
Now, there's more dynamic to it, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's logical.
I can say what we've learned from this is that the American dollar went down, which is the government. It went down. And then everybody relied on the European governments, the United government over there under the euro. But that's a government that can't work it. So that's going to go down. Then the dollar gets reinforced, but the dollar is not connected to the government. It's connected to what the people create here, post-government.
Yes. Well, it should be based, the way it was set up, is it had to be based on something.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if it's on the gross national product, okay, good. Well, then you're screwed because you're not producing anything. Okay, it used to be a gold standard, but then they got rid of all the gold, so that's screwed. So your dollar as it stands now has to be re-backed.
Uh-huh.
By work, by something.
J.W. would say beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that works for him. There's no problem.
Well, movies like Avatar.
Okay, yes, exactly right. But see, that's all under the propping up, though, that the theaters are going to have the movie to show.
So under the goods and services, it's like we'll go back more to a goods dynamic.
Correct. I mean, here's Bob, to clean up what you said about the movie thing. Mm. Who cares how much the popcorn is at the movie theater if they don't have any popcorn to pop? You see?
You're
the
saying
popcorn
the movies
can be $100 a bucket, but if they don't have any popcorn, it doesn't matter how much it is a bucket.
The Hollywood is too linked into the government mirage, and so that media doesn't make it.
Yes, that's a good statement, but that's not what we're talking about. What if the movie theaters all closed?
Right, that could happen.
Well, sure.
Because it's part of the old economy.
Can't burn the lights, can't run the projectors, can't sweep the floors. Nobody can go to the movies. There's no money. There's no this. So they're like, okay, now what? You see.
Well, now what?
That's extreme.
No.
That's extreme.
Yes, that's extreme, but it'll be weakened, and then people have to make their own products and entertainments, and then in the middle of it rises ION as a new kind of economy built on spiritual gifts.
And meanwhile, all day, every day, you are constantly, habitually chipping at the veil.
And America, because of its character, can be the leader of that revelation, because of the culture here.
Yes, if you could just get over yourself and not be all tangled up in your own woo-woo or offended by your own dogma, but you look at this dogma position for the United States, people are no longer attaching their reality,
their identity
to the church,
the religious church. Yeah, like I can see where ION could be so huge as a new kind of economy. It like I said in my statement, we will inspire the greatest movies, greatest novels, greatest compositions, greatest everything, beautiful things, because it'll be a new basis for it.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens, Carolyn? What happens in this process is you shorten the fastest path to the individual creator's joy.
Yep.
And anytime you can do that, then you're going to increase the proximity of manifestation. Because what you've been in effect done is moved you closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the pathway is not something you have to sit and ponder for many eons to calculate.
And then you make faster, what's the last words?
It becomes logical, logical progression.
And you become more creative and manifest beautiful products faster, whatever.
Of course.
Or you just eat better, or just have a fuller life with a... Who knows what you mean?
Well, you go back to the Canterbury Tales and see what Chaucer worked it out, and you had the candlestick maker, and you had the brick baker, and you had the seamstress, and you had the prostitute, and you had the abortionist, and you had the fishmonger, and everybody did the thing that they liked to do, and they would do that for free because they liked to do that thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And in exchange for giving fish, they got their teeth filled, or they got their fingernails cut, or they got their Lady Gaga tickets.
Are Americans starting to do that?
They've never stopped.
So they are going to be, it's going to be more prominent that they're doing it.
Well, until you get something to back up what is. You've got to have something to back up what the what-isness of your economy. And you have nothing to base it on.
So what will they base the currency on?
It will be a chip-bodied, driven code or charge plate or chip thing in which they keep up with your productivity, with your expenses.
Mm.
Isn't that what happens now?
Well, but it's all gauged upon.
Yeah, they lent people anything. They didn't base on what you did.
Right, and this is not that way. See, because we're not saying you just have your bar and swipe your hand and they give you a pop, or they swipe the hand and they give you a movie ticket, or you swipe the hand and they give you a house. No, no. It's based upon your productivity.
But we're not sure if there's a lot more range of what your productivity can be.
It's all relative, though.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what people think they want. I mean, they want
pants on the ground. If you're in the crystal chandelier business and no one wants a crystal chandelier, you will be sojourned to make a radical change.
Right. Okay, so we have...
And if you can't go with that, then your transition becomes imminent.
Yeah, so a lot of people see the end of the government, and they identify with it in the culture, and they can't see anything past that, so they transition.
Yes, but Bob, you've got a whole dynamic of what you call the Old South that still thinks they're going to rise again.
And what are they going to rise to do?
Take over where they started the first time.
So is the Tea Party a Southern motivated phenomenon?
They'll never admit it, but computer says yes.
Does the computer say that Palin will be president in 2010?
Computer 2010? Says...
2010? Oh, sorry, 2012.
Yeah, that's what we were going to straighten up. But computer says could be in the running.
Yeah, could be.
Could be in the running. Because, now pay attention here, just a second, not being pushy, but just notice here. If going rogue moves Palin to a place of a bit more notoriety, you understand being the sitting president of the U.S. could be a tax, or could be a income cut.
Yeah, who would want it? Yeah, by that time, no one will. It'll be obvious. That's why it'll be not an issue. It'll be drop the government, drop the White House, create a new, less government. So here's the thing. I predicted that I would be president of
the United States. JW has dibs on the Resolute desk.
Right. Right. No, that's a good point, and I'll explain that. what you mean, but before, so when Jonathan gets disturbed by seeing Palin, thinks Palin will become president, he's just picking up that she'll be a contender, but he's missing the revelation he's going to get the next couple of years that won't even, don't worry about who's president. There ain't going to be a position like that of any significance. But
you may be a little premature because you didn't get in this shit that quickly, so you're not going to get out of it quickly.
So we might have a few more presidents.
Certainly.
Yeah. So I predicted many years ago on my chart I would be president of the United States in 2012. I would say that things are going to accelerate so much. And you made a statement there, I can't remember it, a minute ago, which I think supports this. The spiritual gifts will be the new president. Ion can be president of the United States. It's just what people listen to every day and consider as the authority of perception.
Well, we would say it, that if our vested non-physical application is successful, everyone could come into their own status, God status of their own power, then they won't have questions.
That's right. When I say I'm president of the United States, I would do what I did when I was at Secret Council 10 in 1990. I disbanded it. So I'd be the last president. But there will be the authority of what people like to get inspired by, and ION is a good... Our ionic movement and performances as we move in broader exposure is a good candidate for that authority that the president used to have.
Yes, but you don't want to get rid of your wife because she takes a drink and then go marry you a drunk.
So it'll be like the Chinese will allow the White House to continue a little bit.
Well, you gotta let it play out.
Yeah.
Because if you undo it too quickly, what you'll replace your government with is worse than what your government is now.
Right. You get a revolution.
You can't forget you've got the human dynamic that's creating, and you know they can look how they do now. So imagine if you gave them a little power, it'd be scary, wouldn't it?
Who? Gave who?
Individual human creators. Human creators don't acknowledge that they're marvelous, powerful creators. And in their no power, they screw things up beyond recognition. Well, if you empower them and let them know just indeed how powerful they are, without anything for them to land upon or gauge against, it'll be incredible. It'll be extreme. So extreme that it's like burning up a candle in the middle. It'll burn out quickly in both ends.
Hey, it's like nothing is going to change. It'll turn out that the craft is just another fad, and everything carries on the same way, and the new fad will be that, hey, we got a non-government, but there still will be a bit of government there. And still be I have to talk to neighbors. There still be a had to stop. There would be still be a government because of what you just said.
A kingdom.
Yeah,
a kingdom. Not a government.
Right, a kingdom.
The rule and reign of what the church was referring to as the Christ consciousness.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carol.
No.
Oh, you breathed like you were going to say something. It's like we talk about... What's interesting is you have the crash of the euro, and then that's like, well, geez, what's going to back us up now? And at that point is when it opens to the idea, well, let's start over again and cancel everybody's debt. That's
yeah, but you understand, no. The debt will cancel itself because no one will pay.
Yeah, it'll cancel itself, and then how? And then so the whole planet will become like Russia in 1990.
No.
Oh, do you get what? 1990, the Russia collapsed, and it was anarchy, and everybody started creating their own reality. Americans are now moving into that. The whole world will become that.
Okay, but that's not anarchy, is it?
No, they'll be just forced to create their own power bases of spiritual goodness.
Well, isn't that what we're trying to? We're agreeing with you. So
yes.
Our point
and
is,
I'm not
we're
saying
agreeing.
Negative. I'm saying that's good.
Good, 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 good. As long as there's not the nasties with that, yes, absolutely. Now, would that be very comfortable? And we say any change, not every single time.
Yeah, and a lot of people can take it and will transition.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You circled the wagon right back there.
Yeah, so we had this.
That'll be the fastest path to their joy.
Yeah, so there is this image that Armageddon comes and nations fight and kill everybody. What they don't recognize is, no, nobody's going to have a war and kill everybody. Everybody's going to kill them. A lot of people are going to kill themselves.
Well, you're going to get on the radio and you're going to say, you're going to get on the thing and say they give the correct, true definition of the apocalypse. And then everybody's going to go, oh.
Yeah, it's like those that can't take it will try to maintain there's still a guff to go to and kill themselves so they keep the guff going. And what they will keep the guff going, right? Because they can create their own reality. Is there a certain level of the guff that's closed that no individual fantasy that can be, do, have what it wants will be able to overcome the fact that there's no guff?
But, Bob, you have vast sums that don't acknowledge that there is a guff. So how can they achieve it to go there when they don't believe
right.
there is one?
So those, when they transition, they'll be surprised that they're alive, but will there be a guff for them to go to?
In what you call the fullness of time,
right?
There will be no time. Time shall be no more. And the day that time shall be no more, there'll be no more guff.
Yeah. And
what will the angels do?
Rejoice and celebrate the deity of the individual human creators. They'll be the footmaids. They'll be the footmaids of the gods. What they were originally created to do anyway, by you.
They will come here. They will join us.
Bob, we would love to say yes, but what we would rather say, the correct way to say is they are already here.
Right. They've always been here. We now will see them.
Yes. Well, some do now anyway.
Right. And the point is that they will be able to interact here and not have their job of guiding us with guff anymore. They'll be able to have a new, more experience.
Yes, but they still will be under the human.
Okay.
The human will always be more powerful and can usher them in and cast them out.
Right. They will be here to help. And the human world.
And your dogma that's looking for heaven, looking for a city, that's what's happening. They are. They're looking, they're pining and working and toiling and hurting and crying.
The angels are.
No, the human creators are. They're looking for a city.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Yes. And they're looking, 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 looking. They're how wonderful heaven must be.
Yeah, but angels. We're talking about the angels. Why do you bring in that?
Because the angels are the grass under the human creator's feet.
In the city.
Yes.
Okay, the angels will be here to help us. When I hear the song Looking for a City, I think of looking for a reason. That's what I...
Yeah, looking for a reason. Yeah, you could rewrite that song in about 2 seconds.
Right, so what...
Why we have to die.
Is that a line in it?
No, that's the new version. Looking for a reason why we have to die. Good.
Okay, so what is the looking for a city? What's the next line? A place where I don't have to die, I think it is. Something like
where
that.
We'll never die.
Right. So
where the sainted millions ever shall abide.
Now here's the paradox of getting the communications from Ion. We're talking about the big news is the euro, Greece will collapse, which will weaken the euro, and then that'll collapse that, and then that'll move the dollar back up, and all those things, and the Tea Party. All of that is newsy gossip level. It's not as important as the thinning of the veil, which will create a whole newer situation beyond these categories
yes.
of Greece, euro, dollar coming back, yes. Tea Party takes over the
yes.
non-White House.
Yes, and then Carolyn would say, at this point, she would say, and that would be the contrast that would firm up the root system root system more stronger.
Spiritual root system. It'll be the access to the non-physical, physical union. Well,
yes, but see, when you get them all together, there won't be a separation of the spiritual system and the physical system.
Yeah, they won't be separated. So I'm not sure what the word contrast in that last sentence refers to. What's the
contrast of what you just said?
Yes.
If Greece falls, which is not that big a deal, but if Greece falls and they don't have to pay, then all the other countries that owe aren't going to pay, and then nobody's going to pay, and then all the debts everywhere all over are going to be canceled. Well, that's wonderful. No, it's not. It's going to cause contrast. It's going to have to make a new root system or strengthen up the root system that is, because all of a sudden, if you don't have to pay, then your money's no good, then you have no economy. Then you have no government, then you have no nothing. Then you're back to what you would call the Dark Ages, when everybody's chopping out people's arms so they'll have something to eat.
Yeah, like they're doing in Haiti right now, I guess.
So, pretty much.
Okay, so it is...
But that's still good, good, but we're just giving you the fullness of your time, so there you go.
So there is a collapse, an amazing collapse coming.
Shift.
And then a lot of earthquakes as a result of that, and other strange things.
Because the human creators are charging the paddles. They're getting the defibrillator ready. Charged to 360. He's pretty much a goner. We're really going to have to jolt him if he's going to hang around.
Okay, the Greece collapse, is that connected to Dubai? Because we were talking about the Dubai collapse was a shoe dropping. But you're talking about maybe a way bigger shoe dropping with Greece.
They're linked.
That's the point. Because you did say Dubai was... you're talking about the next shoe that'll drop that we've been waiting for the last few months. And Dubai was the beginning of, you said. And so, yes, Dubai, Greece are linked. Does the media describe... You know, we read that article. Deutsche Bank is mad and that's not enough. But is there any indication in the columnists or anybody in the media... in the general mainstream saying, this is really bad, on the level Ion is saying.
Yes, Connie sent you the story, didn't she?
Did you, Carol?
No.
All right, so you got the point, Carol? We're glad you stayed the distance.
We appreciate your patience with us as we navigate this technological anomaly.
Carol and Ion just said... We appreciate your patience as we navigate this technological anomaly. That's the four-body anomaly. What's the deal, Carol? Oh, did you fall asleep? Nate? So,
hasta mañana.
I answered, ask him mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Mañana.
What is that? Ask him.
See you tomorrow.
What language is that?
Spanish.
Okay. Spanish. It is. So that was good, eh, Carol? Now does it make sense, Carol? In other words, you're just faking that you're a patient. Did you hear that, Carol?
Well, she's a doctor. She has to have patience.
Yeah, you're a doctor, Kel, and you have to have patience. She put the plug in, she's gone. Okay, well, very good. At least I got something out of this.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It's pretty fun. It's sort of booming and beaming. Okay, anything else? Are you good?
The Tea Party will form some kind of currency.
Oh, wait. This is fun. This is great. Connie's going to bed. JW can go get in the meat box and see what's going on, because it'll be okay. We won't be offensive, but we'll continue on. Go ahead.
Yeah, you mean you don't want Connie to know that you're getting into the meat box?
No, we don't care, but we don't want to make noises that would be offensive to eating, and you don't care.
Oh, you mean mouth noises?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, it doesn't matter. I don't know if Carol matters, that bothers Carol at all. But
we try to behave if we're going to do it, because we want it clear and cool and appropriate. But
well, is that the male part of JW trying to be polite to the woman?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't think you have to worry about that with Carolyn. She doesn't. I don't think she's used to idiot men around.
Yes, of course. But we you know, you don't want to corrupt your recording. So it's like, you know, it's not the time to choose peanut butter. You know, it's like blah 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 blah.
Okay.
But little things that aren't too awkward, you can get away with.
Yeah. So what's great about tonight's session? Oh, that's down to 10% a second. Is that I've been wondering about the Dubai shoe dropping, and then that got lost in the news, and some Abu Dhabi propped them up.
Abu Dhabi.
But that kept them come to this point. Now, Greek, there's always something collapsing everywhere, so they can't stop all the collapsing. That's what's happening.
But this becomes pretty keen, though, because it's significant.
Right, well, this is the exciting development, the escalation for this year. The collapse of the euro and the debt thing. Now, do you agree, like Carol's saying, why would these centralized governments come down? That is what I've been reading in McClellan for 40 years. The electric decentralization has always been a strain on the old industrial, print-oriented, centralized national governments. And when the chip body came in, that's just way beyond the national governments. They could not hold. And so that centralized structure is what's going, centralized bureaucracies. Now, that means people can create their own decentralized, localized structures, but with the global internet, you never know what it's going to be connected up to. It's not going back to a dark ages where everybody retreats into their village.
Never.
No, you
never,
get this point? Never. They'll retreat back into their village because everybody's got four bodies and already going around the whole planet. So it's a new kind of decentralization.
It's not a decentralization, it's a centralization.
Yes, on many levels, a positive.
Well, that's what Marshall said, that you're going to get so crossways of yourself that you're going to start agreeing with what you disagree with to the point that you agree with what you didn't agree with, so you're all saying the same thing and you don't have anything to fight over anymore.
Right, I am McClellan.
Right.
No, that's right.
Is that correct?
Yes, because McClellan said there were in 1974. He said there will be increasing centralization and increasing decentralization at the same time. So you got decentralization of away from a lot of the old government bureaucracies and industrial bureaucracies, but there's a centralization of the chip landscape and have moving towards a world currency,
which will bring about a synchronicity.
Yes, and the issue, though, is the humans will make a lot of gnashing of teeth and agony as they move towards that.
Certainly.
Many will. It doesn't have to be.
It's Chicken Little. The sky is falling.
A lot of Chicken Little.
It falls on you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we remain cool about it. Everything is coming up roses. That's what our point is.
How beautiful heaven must be.
Now, what time is this check? Oh, it is 10:23. We're going to have to wind up. Well, I just wanted to bring in that McClellan point. We've clarified that. Now, the Everines said that at end of 1990, end of the Cold War, Germany went into Russia. And that would be because they were owed that because they made the pre-World War, not early 50s, deal with Russia. You know what I mean? And then they had the war in Georgia around that time, and then Georgia became a separate country, and that means Germany got what it was owed. See, Germany got a lot after the Cold War, and they got Georgia and whatever else, but that was based on the agreements.
Supposedly they lost, remember?
That's right, but they made agreements in the early 50s, which we saw happen, and that's exactly what Bieder said. Bieder said in 1982 that West Germany made a deal with the new government in Russia, the better post-Bolshevik government, not to align with Russia or to, you know, not support America. So remember, Germany, as JW said, triggered this collapse, you know, back in 2007. They're the ones who cut off the SWIFT stuff, right? So Germany started to call in. Germany called in its chips in after China called in its stuff with the 911. You know what I mean?
According to Chris Story, of course.
Oh, he talks a lot about German Deutsche Bank, but he has British paranoia. You know, he's against the Commonwealth market. But you follow that China, which is the major basket. It called in its chips in 2001, and then a follow up of that was Germany was forced to call in their chips, and they'd already, but that was from what they called in Georgia. Okay, can we say that? When the Evergreen said that Germany made heavy investment in the new Russia after the collapse, post-Soviet Russia, that is based on, and Ion's giving the technical reasons they could, because they had an arrangement already to get Georgia. So, okay, and to get Georgia, they had to go through
Georgia, as we said earlier, and I think the Evergreen said it this way too, we would draw the parallel, is like North Korea. Yeah, Georgia is equal to North Korea, not significant in any way. It's just the fall guy that caused the reason for the reality that you're engaging.
Yeah, and Georgia was the one that had the Civil War, if I recall. They're the ones that went through the agony.
Yes.
As if, just like maybe South Korea will do that with North Korea. So both are expendable in a sense. Okay, so
relatively speaking, yes.
So so the Evergreen said that I wanted to make that, but we have we got Germany. So was Germany forced to cancel SWIFT as phase two of the China operation since 2000?
No, they didn't. They didn't actually cancel SWIFT. SWIFT couldn't go through because they didn't have any money to make the SWIFT work from the U.S.'s mess ups.
Oh, Deutsche Bank didn't have any money.
Yes, they did. But when you do a SWIFT from U.S. to there, they don't send the money in a box, Bob. They give credit against what's owed them and what's owed here.
Yeah.
Well, nothing was coming reciprocally back, so they got to a place where they could no longer process the SWIFTs. There was nothing to equate the balance of exchange.
Okay, so you're saying that Germany didn't lose in shutting... Germany didn't have to cut off SWIFT. No, it
right,
didn't.
But they did have to because there were no Deutsche, there was no marks in the U.S. to balance the SWIFT transfers that were trying to be done to Germany.
Right, so the German action of stopping the SWIFT transfers was a result of the big guys, China, making their move in 2001. It was a ripple after that. And Germany suffered. Germany had to deal with the fact that America was going through hard times. That's caused by China.
That they weren't able to give an equitable exchange for their equitable exchange. That's it.
Right, right. So,
You don't have any money, you can't have any Snicker bars.
Right, but when
we'd love to give you Snicker bars, but you don't have any money. So we can't give you Snicker bars on the credit on a SWIFT transfer. So until you get your money up, we're not giving you any Snicker bars, and that's the easiest way to describe it.
Okay, so then Deutsche Bank does that, and they're sitting pretty okay, but then they have to deal with the fact the Americans are all over the world, and now Deutsche Bank is in trouble. Is that the way to say it?
We don't know that.
Well,
they're sitting okay. But
they're sitting okay, and therefore they're powerful enough to say, Greek, we do not accept their bankruptcy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Deutsche is linked in with was Deutsche Bank linked in Germany linked in? Yeah, with China and North Korea. Is it a Germany Russia China relationship?
We already did that.
Yeah, we did that. Just reviewing it, and that was
wouldn't that be fun? If Deutsche Bank takes the Parthenon, and then you can go to the website and buy your own little piece of the Parthenon, and then they'll take it apart and ship it to you in order for reparation for what they owe Deutsche Bank from Greece.
Yeah, does Deutsche Bank...
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, does Deutsche Bank suffer if the euro collapses?
No, not at all.
Okay, so...
Not at all.
So Germany is an interesting fusion of people and government that survived.
They, like many others in the basket, retain their marks.
Yeah, it's like Germany, I've read about how the Germans identify with their government and all that. And,
right.
So Germany And if people, Germans and the German government, are the only governmental structure that survives the collapse of all the governments.
No.
They're not going to survive either.
Damn.
All right, so...
There's nothing to govern, Bob.
So the German government goes down, but the Deutsche Bank doesn't.
Correct.
Because the Deutsche... Now, when we say China bombed September 11th, you know, did that, it's not China. It's the Saint Germain Collective, which involves parallel worlds, and it's not really China. So,
but are they linked? Yes.
Yes.
Did they pull the trigger? No.
Right. It's just China was more, had a deeper need to know and had access to what was going on more. The Chinese people.
They apparently had a bigger dog in the fight.
Yeah, so can we come up with languages? That's right, China would have to be, since they owned America, and someone was going to attack America or do a major move, China had to be included in the meetings about it because they were the teak basket of America. So you had to, it was their place. You're going to bomb our place? Well, okay, we'll allow this and that to happen, right? And make deals. So the thing is there a way to talk about, no, I guess not, but is there a way to talk about these causes? No, there's two levels. I'm operating in five levels here.
I understand, but we have great fun when you talk.
It's not me talking. When I said, no, it won't work, that's the other level speaking, interrupting the guy who was making the first sentence. So the first sentence guy is saying, is there a bunch of new terms we can use to describe the factors rather than talking about governments or China? Like, if we instead of saying China bombed 911, which we almost have said, or I've said privately to Evan or something, trying to sum up what she was in stunned manner hearing new information, but what will we say rather than China? You know what I mean? And then I bounce it off of saying, since we still need a White House, and we still need to prop up that, because people need those icons for slow change, they thought you were saying we're going to have a weak White House that for people that need it, that want it, that desire it, that need, can't make the total give up. So what terms are we going to use to describe the players in the world situation?
Well, we'll have ascended and non-ascended. No, we'll have ascended and ascending.
Right, and the ascended bombed the World Trade Center.
The ascended understood and allowed the Trade Center to go down because they understood that was the only way the ascending could achieve the fastest path to their joy.
Right, so I'm thinking about this because this might be part of our movie script, this kind of factor.
Not the first one. You've got a long way to go to get there.
Not the first one. That's
because you gotta. This is large.
Yeah, what is large? The movie is large.
The conversation that you're having right here. The real understanding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you don't ever let out the debriefed version, Bob. You don't ever let the vetted the unvetted version be.
Right. You let out the vetted stuff. You let out the vetted stuff. But so that's a later movie, but it's good to have a clarity about it so you know how to have the innocent movies less.
Well, when it comes up in conversations and human creators start putting eight and eight together and getting two, then you're gonna go. Right, and it won't blow your mind. It'll be easy.
No, I'll go right to their question, and it won't blow their mind. Is that what you meant, or
yes,
my mind?
But you'll have you won't be a surprise for you. You'll have a conceptual understanding, so it won't be a surprise.
Okay, I thought you meant by someone putting eight and eight together to get two, they ask me for clarification, and I just go right.
No. They'll have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And it'll be some little Chris story that's halfway there,
right.
And they'll be there, and you already have the whole story, the real story, and you could just say, wow, that's really interesting. When did you come to this conclusion, or how did you come to this conclusion? When otherwise, if you weren't aware of all this dynamic, it might be just an epiphany for you.
Right.
Or a shocker for you. But if you already know, then you already know the scary part, so the scary movie now all of a sudden doesn't keep you awake at night.
Right, so I will encourage their probings in the dark. You encourage
Let them figure it out, and if they figure it out, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I say, that's a great idea. Do I say I never thought of...
Let's consider this. Tell me more.
Yeah, tell me more. Do I say I never thought of that before?
Mm-mm.
Don't say that.
No, their non-physical would pick up that you're full of shit.
Yeah, that I did consider it. So the best way to say, well, what do you say? Let's consider this.
Interesting. That's very interesting. How did you come by this knowledge, or what makes you think this is appropriate or right? Or that's interesting. I understand the concepts you're trying to share. Tell me more.
Right, and then we encourage thinking and talking about it. Right. So the
and then you can steer a little bit, but don't get too carried away. Let them roll with it. Don't tip your hand.
Right. I just got this idea.
Well, please yourself. You can do what you want to. But here's what happens if you don't. They end up hating you because their life sucks, and you're why? Because you knew and you didn't say nothing.
Right. Okay, good. So,
but if it's their concept, then it's not such a problem.
Yeah, so my phone has died, so I'm a bit weak. I'm talking to the speakerphone. So Carolyn, we had a breakthrough. Carolyn broke her. She stayed around.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good, yeah. That was good.
Very good. Well, therefore, it's only... And other dynamics and... led you into the place he checked with us, just busting heaven to bring in the class singing, as he calls it, just because he knew how moving the dynamic would be, and eased into that process. He would be so timid because he would say, he was like, well, we'll send this and Bob will either love it or he'll hate it. And if he loves it, great. And if he hates it, then we'll consider something else. It's fine. Well, he asked us forever before he would ever ease that in on you. You see, just to make sure that it wasn't stepping over a boundary.
Right.
So he did, and it lined up perfectly, and then he was just overjoyed. But he's been singing it for a couple of days.
Right. He'd been singing what?
The different songs.
Oh, right. So you're saying a few days ago he thought, you know, I should bring Vestal Goodman into Bob and Carolyn's awareness. And he checked with Ion, and Ion said, sure, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and it'll go great. And it did. But he still was careful with how it was a timed element.
Right.
And not an event, an element.
Right. Now, why did he want us to get access to this?
So it would round out the whole Ion experience and not leave anybody out.
Right.
Because if he's heard it once, he's heard it 99,000,000,000 times. Whoopi Goldberg getting on her little soapbox and saying, wait a minute, I don't understand. Here's how it works. You mean I don't qualify in this conversation? You mean it doesn't work for me and my belief system? You mean that this law is going to come in and it's not going to include people like me? And she's talking about black lesbian people,
right.
that aren't included in government or in community or in state or in the government or in the country.
Right.
Well, that's we have to be sensitive to include everyone. Otherwise, maybe no one will qualify for the ascension into a heavenly realm on this earth. I guess it would be a descension, Bob.
Hmm.
Instead of trying to hurry to get to heaven, you're trying to hurry and draw heaven to earth instead of getting out of earth to go to heaven.
Right. So what is J.W. is bothered by her saying, what about me? Or
no, he is very sensitive to everyone.
Right, so
the lesbians, the gays, the Iranians, the Muslims,
and
the deists,
the
atheists, the agnostics,
and the fundamentalist Christians,
the Nostradamians,
and the fundamentalist Christians,
the monarchy,
and the primitive Baptists, you know, the
primitive Baptists, and the charismatic, and all those dynamics that make it a well-rounded place, you see.
Yeah, but
we might
saying,
even have a few Latin masses in the whole process. We think it'd be great to do Ion in Latin, and then they can have a Domus Ex Somus.
Right. So the I thought when you were saying he heard Whoopi say a zillion times, I thought you were saying he was irritated by that. But you're saying it reminded him that you have to include everybody.
It sharpened the sensitivity from us, of course, but he felt it before we engaged it. He feels it before we engage it. It's how you sync up your flow.
But you say he felt Whoopi before Ion engaged Whoopi?
Is that yes, of course. He felt it because it was like, okay, now great. One more time, we got to hear this shit. Here we go. And then we reminded him very quickly, was like, okay, this shit that you're giving reference to, if they don't qualify, you may not.
Oh, so he felt irritation with Whoopi, and then Ion reminded him. I guess that's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Remind him.
Indeed. And that caused a sensitivity with him, because he wants this is for everyone, literally. There's no one this doesn't apply. There's no Adolf Hitler, every single one of them, everybody.
Right. But Whoopi and them are immature on that level. They're just concerned about being included, and they don't know they're excluding other people.
No, let's say it a different way.
They're not as inclusive as JW's vision.
No, no. The new thing that you're going to hear about, you haven't heard about it yet, but make a little note. The new Rager is going to be probably what you call first of your week, somewhere in that window, is going to be that Whoopi wants the same health care coverage that the senators get. Or she wants the legislature to drop their coverage and have to do like everybody else does and fend for themselves.
Right. Well, what about, who cares what Whoopi thinks? But anyways, she's saying this on The View. Well, what's your point?
The point is that she's going to say this on The View. And the point is this is exactly what we're speaking of. In order for it to be equal, or that everyone can benefit the same, then she wants what the Senate has.
Okay.
And she's going to point it out to every other human creator what the Senate, exactly what their benefit package is as being a senator. And that's what she wants, or she wants them to give up that, benefit, so you can fend for everybody else, so you'll be much more sensitive to the needs of everybody, not just those within the Senate.
Right, so this will be part of the new talking about the bill, because the bill didn't pass, and it's now flux. Is it going to fall apart and it'll start over again?
It already has.
Right, and so there's new ways to define it, and Oprah or...
Well, we find it interesting, kind of funny. We're not being cheeky, because it's the time of the witching hour where we get to it. Bob, you think about this. Who gives a damn if they pass 100 of them? They don't have any money to pay for any of it. It really doesn't make a difference if they give everybody what the Congress has, because they can't pay for what Congress has.
Okay, so Whoopi doesn't acknowledge that level.
Never.
She gets paid to worry about something that's not going to happen. But it will happen when the American dollar gets reinforced. But not for the government, right? Not for the government.
Right. Where she's sitting here on a $6.5 million contract a year, plus royalties that still come, and she's sitting fat on the commode, you see.
Yeah.
And bitching because they got something more than she has access to.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'm glad.
But she wouldn't work the way they work for what they get paid. What she, you know what I'm saying? She wouldn't do what they do.
That's right. So I'm glad I don't listen to The View or watch it.
No, but it's not just that. It's the whole chip body.
Yeah.
It's the whole chemical body. Everybody's bitching about something to bitch, and something's bitching because they're bitching, and quit bitching because you're bitching, and
right.
It goes on. But it's contrast. It's okay. Don't worry. It'll work out. It'll come out wash day.